Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and today is the second part of a 10-part series entitled Conscious Talk Series. And our guest who is going to be with us for this series and the remaining series is the owner and psychotherapist at Oakley Ogden LLC from Denver, Colorado. Welcome back to the show, Oakley Ogden. Yay. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. How are you this afternoon?
Thanks, Muriel. I'm doing really well today. Really well. Happy to be here. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, before we do anything else, I just want to give out our phone number for our studio here. The number is 631-257-5704 to any of the listeners out there. And today what we want to try and do is we're going to talk to Oakley as part of the Conscious Talk series. Is we find that a lot of time, especially this time of year, Christmas time, you know, there's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, there's so many things going on in our lives. It is a joyous time, or at least it's supposed to be a joyous time of year for us. But unfortunately, for a lot of people out there, they cannot enjoy these things that everyone else is enjoying, whether it be through the loss of somebody, or the fact that they're missing someone that they have lost in previous years, or the fact that they're going through something that's turbulent in their lives. Could you help us with this, Oakley? How hard is it for people, and what do you think people should try and do during this time of year to help themselves?
Yeah, it's such a beautiful conversation right now, Muriel, because it's really prevalent for so many people. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about what's going on during this time and then what to do, right? So this time of holidays is... it's intense, and it's an elevated energy. It's a time for elevated energy, meaning if there's something there that's been bothering us for a couple months or a year or whatever, it's most likely going to come up now. So number one, if something's coming up, it's totally okay, and it's also expected. This is also the end of our calendar year, and the energy of the year is coming to kind of a point where it's time for us to complete certain things, really get clear about what we're not taking into 2017 and begin to look at our year ahead. So this is a time where I think that we can really get caught up culturally in feeling pressured to feel really high and elevated and like, oh my God, I'm celebrating all the time and like, I got to go buy presents for everyone and this and that kind of attitude. And I just want to invite everybody to take a minute and just allow what's ever coming up to really be there. And the reason for that is this. Because at the end of the day, this season is a time for all of us to get in touch with our hearts. And it's a time for all of us to feel what's in our hearts, to move into that feeling of love and gratitude and appreciation. And sometimes feeling really happy and doing the whole consumer thing and buying presents and this and that isn't what's going to take us there. It's missing our loved one who's overseas. It's taking a moment to think about the family members that we may have lost and who aren't there with us. All of these feelings, when we really allow ourselves space and time and presence, take us so deeply into our vulnerability. And it's deep in there that we really have access to feeling love for other people and feeling our gratitude for whether they're there or not. We can at least appreciate the lives that have touched us. So, yeah, that's a kicker offer for the holiday seasons. There's a pressure to be joyful all the time. And to be honest, it can be a very stressful time.
Absolutely. And as you said, it actually is so stressful when you're supposed to be joyous, etc. And sometimes you feel like, you know, oh my God, something's not right. But you feel almost like there's that guilt that I'm supposed to be happy. I have to be happy because everybody else around me is being happy and I don't feel good. But that pain, etc., that people feel is real. So they really have to try and basically be able to cope with it. But I think that's the hard part, is that when it's almost like when you're around people who are so happy, you have that guilt. It's almost like you feel bad because you're not in a good place.
Right, right. I do get that. And I think that's where we can take the pressure off ourselves. See, it's really interesting. If, say, let's create a concrete example, okay? Let's get really practical. So,
right.
Let's say I'm at home, I'm just feeling sad, I'm not feeling that cheery, I'm feeling stressed about, like, oh my God, I have to get all these presents, I have to spend all this money, this is kind of driving me crazy, I can't, you know, so-and-so's not here this year, and I really miss them, or maybe I just had a bad breakup with somebody, and now it's the holiday season, I feel so alone, I just want to, like, drink by myself, you know, like, whatever, I don't want to go to that dumb party, you know, whatever it is, and I don't want to go because everybody's going to be there with their partner, or there'll be couples, and blah, 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 you know, this whole thing. If we can just honor that feeling inside of ourselves as something that is not wrong, because I think we say to ourselves, well, this is wrong, I'm not allowed to feel this, because that's not what we're supposed to be feeling right now. So if we can take away that story, Muriel, drop that story that's like, I'm not doing something right here, okay? Like, I'm wrong, I'm in the wrong, the way I'm feeling is wrong, I'm getting this whole holiday season wrong, I just can't wait for this to all be over, you know, that whole thing. And instead, take a minute, take a breath, and just put that story down and just say, wow, this is just how I feel. I'm human. The holidays are here. And I'm invited to this party or that party, or maybe I do have a family member who invited me to be with them for Christmas, or maybe I'm hosting the whole family, God knows what, you know? And just let ourselves be moved by the presence of others in a way that maybe we weren't expecting. So what I'm inviting in right now, Muriel, is that sense of transparency and vulnerability. And when we allow that to happen, something becomes possible after that that we're not in control of. Does that make sense? So it's like you don't need to say, like, okay, I'm going to get there. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel love. I'm going to push all these feelings aside. Forget it. Just put the story that you're wrong down, or something that you're feeling is wrong. Just put the guilt down for a moment and just say, this is how I feel. All right. This is really uncomfortable, or I feel really vulnerable. I feel out of my comfort zone right now. I wish I felt some another way, but I don't. This is what's happening. And then go to the party anyway and see if, through that space of transparency and vulnerability, or have the family over anywhere, go by the present from that space, our hearts may be touched in a way that we could have never predicted. So I'm saying, in this holiday time, let's open ourselves up the possibility that we didn't know was possible before through being authentic and vulnerable.
Absolutely. And I think it's really, as you said, we really need to learn to love ourselves. You know, we really need to not be so hard on ourselves and to basically love ourselves, because half the time, once we start to love ourselves, the healing up to whatever it is actually happens. You actually start to feel better as soon as you start to love yourself and take care of yourself and respect yourself, no matter what the situation is. I think that's as you've said so many times just now, it's like so important to just like be who you are and just, you know, be good to yourself and just be like, okay, you know, this is how I'm feeling. It's not a bad thing. You know, this is how I'm feeling. And to just own it and being like, this is it. But I agree with you. 110% is very, very important. And you know what? You never know what's going to happen once you start to feel good about yourself and let your guard down and just give into it. Like, just let go and just give into it. Things around you, you know, may actually start to get better by itself. You know, you could be that, like, that dark cloud around yourself. You could actually, once you let it go, you know, make things different around you. Now, do you find that, like, is there a specific things that happen during this time of year? Do you that causes people to come in and see you? I mean, like, because I'm always worried around this time of year. I always think about, like, people out there. I think so much, and it sounds bad, but I think so much more of people outside the house and stuff at this time of year. Like, you know, when you go into the city and there's the homeless and things like that. And I'm wondering, do you think that it's the time of year that makes people more emotional?
You know, so I love that question, and I love the way that you've just summarized everything, like respecting ourselves and just allowing ourselves to be where we're at, and maybe and then the storm will pass on its own, and life can kind of, you know, shift on its own. And yes, Muriel, I really do. You know, I think that this idea of togetherness and family and this holiday cheer and whatnot is everywhere in a healthy and unhealthy way. You know, it's in the media, it's in the movies that are playing. It's this whole kind of like spirit that's out there that's beautiful, but also we've taken so far, you know, in kind of the way that we do in our culture, to make it to a point where it's like, if you don't have this, then you're wrong and you should go buy it, you know, that kind of
right.
thing. And I think it does, you know. I have to say for myself, you know, it's cold here in Denver, and I was driving this morning to a meeting, and on my way back, you know, there was the homeless people along the street, and I do think to myself, like, my heart aches a little bit more, you know, saying, like, wow, where are their families? What could I possibly do? Like, where is that guy sleeping tonight? I literally thought that just about an hour ago driving home. So I do think it's a time, and I want to come back, I want to circle back to how we open this call. Let's allow ourselves to feel that humanity. I think that allowing ourselves to feel that during this holiday time, it opens our hearts, you know? It opens our hearts. We are all connected, you know? And I don't mean that in an airy-fairy way. I mean it in a very scientific way, and I also mean it in a very heart-centered spiritual way. We are all connected. And feeling, you know, that sense of where's that man going to sleep tonight? It's really cold. I'm okay feeling that because that might take me somewhere inside of myself that actually inspires a solution, right. That actually inspires something inside of myself to take action in a way that is important. You know, we're all responsible for each other. And so, you know, I am thinking to myself, you know, like, is this, should I go to the soup kitchen, you know, next weekend? Or maybe I'll go to Walmart and buy a couple tents and just go hand them out. You know, I'm contemplating, and I'm allowing those feelings to take me there, to asking myself, how can I serve? How can I serve? So, yes, I do think that it's a time that we maybe can cry harder and maybe we can laugh harder too, you know. And the reason that I say let us feel that in the heart is because if we can feel that inside our heart, that feeling, we can also feel a bigger love. So, you know, when anything that takes us into the heart, there's never any danger there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to go into a very quick break now, ladies and gentlemen. But before we do, I just want to give you the phone number one more time. The phone number for our studio here is 631-257-5704. Please feel free to call in if you have any questions for our guest this afternoon, who is Oakley Ogden. Now it's time for a very quick commercial break.
Have you found positive thinking programs to be lacking? Does what they tell you to do feel forced? Let the Masterful You help you dismantle emotional barriers preventing your happiness and success without forcing new belief systems on yourself. Certified life coach Jennifer Mandel will help you reduce emotions hindering positive thinking and add ones necessary to attain it. Please visit themasterfulyou.com. That's the masterfulyou.com or call 732-991-0093. That's 732-991-0093.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon is the second in a 10-part series entitled Conscious Talk Series, and our guest for this series is Oakley Ogden. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. Wonderful. Now, before I go any further, I just want to give out our phone number again to the to our studios here, which is 631-257-5704 to all our listeners out there who have any questions for Oakley. Now, quickly back, Oakley. With regards to, like, we discussed earlier on how people, how their emotions can change drastically during this time of year because it is supposed to be so joyous, and somehow we have guilt that we bring to ourselves because we feel bad when we think we should be happy, and instead we could be a little bit under the weather or a bit depressed, etc. Now, children, I question, are children more resilient than adults, or do you find that during this time of year everything around them affects them equally or more or less?
Ooh, that's a big question. Like, how do we not dive into an hour in psychology class 101, how nervous systems work? And like, okay. So, I think because I don't have children, Muriel, and I don't work with little kids. I work with young adults, which is different than little ones. And having tons of friends with kids, having been an older sister to two younger siblings, having babysat a lot when I was growing up, and obviously having done the work that I do as a psychotherapist, meaning like getting a master's and an internship and the whole thing, I'm not a stranger to little kids. Little kids, you can't lie to them about anything. Let's just be clear. A five-year-old, a nine-year-old know exactly what the heck is going on. They see everything that's happening. They feel everything that's happening in a house. The best thing to do during the holidays is be real with them. You don't need to tell them that Santa Claus doesn't exist. That's probably, like, cruel and too much. But if you're that family, too, like, no big deal. Go for it. I don't know. I'm not the parent. But these kids, you know, I think with a child, they're just naturally joyful beings. Like their essence is this joy, and I think a lot of the behavior we see with little kids is learned behavior that starts from a very, very young age. You know, sometimes pre-verbal and this kind of thing, and kids have a tendency to just want to like get lost in the fantasy because they're in that part of their mind still. And it's so beautiful. So, like, yes, go to the mall and sit on Santa's knee. Like, make the Christmas list. Bake the cookies. Create the magic. I think every child deserves as much magic in their life as possible. And if there's something going on in...
I'm sorry, Oakley. We've got a caller come in just now. Can I just interrupt you for a second? Okay, sorry.
Of course.
Hi there, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What's your question for Oakley?
Hi. My name is Janice, and I'm calling because I've been in the business as a social worker for 15 years, and I'm considering becoming a life coach. And I was wondering if you think I should make the transition.
Hey, Janice. Where are you calling from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, much warmer there than here. Awesome question. So what's inspiring you to become a life coach?
Well, I've been a social worker for quite some years, and I think that there's not that much of a difference between being a social worker and a life coach.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you think that I should make the transition.
Well, I'm definitely not going to tell you what you should do, but I'll definitely support you in figuring out whether or not that's the right move for you. What's your vision for your life, Janice? Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Well, I like I said, I work as a social worker, and I work for the state, and I'd like to transition into my own practice. That's why I'd like to move into life coaching.
Into private practice. Now, life coaching will expand your practice. Are you ready to, you're thinking to abandon your license as a social worker and just do life coaching?
Yes.
So why is that?
I don't know. I think maybe I just got jaded for being, working for the state for so long as a social worker.
Yeah. So what I invite you to do is take some time and really pin down how you're feeling day to day. Which you can share right now. I mean, what are the top three feelings you have day to day in your work?
Overwhelmed, frustration, and I feel like I'm not making a difference.
Okay. And what do you think life coaching is going to bring you, something different than what you're experiencing today?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is so great, Janice. Thank you for bringing this up, because anyone else who's listening, this is such a beautiful example for all of us. So let's all remember together that it's not what we do that's making us miserable, right? So, Janice, you have the power inside of you to decide how you choose to feel each day. And once you make that decision, you'll see very clearly whether or not your current position is a fit or not for that. So what I'd invite you to do is take some time and really sit with yourself and decide, what are the three, or don't choose more than three, okay? That's like a neuroscience rule. Your brain will just be like, I don't care anymore. So choose two or three feelings, joyful, happy, peaceful, harmony, whatever it is, positive, love-based feelings that you're devoted to feeling in 2017.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
When you choose those three things, take a moment, seriously. Go sit somewhere quiet in your house. Get a journal, close your eyes, if this can take a couple minutes, and begin to visualize what you see yourself doing. What actions do you take? How do you show up in relationships? How are you, even picture yourself walking through the doors of your current job. How do you show up when you are feeling those three things, whatever they are? Let's pretend it's peace, okay, for right now, and fulfillment, okay? Let's just pretend, okay? What begins to change around you? Start to visualize this. Then live it. Go to work the next day and declare, I feel these things and I choose to create with my life X, Y, Z, right?
Right. I feel like I walk in there like that and it doesn't stick with me. And that's the biggest issue.
Totally. I get that. So that's such a perfect practice, because we all, see, you're on a path, you're inside the healing profession.
Right.
So inside the healing profession, we're always given these opportunities to practice being in our hearts in ways that are pretty unprecedented, right? So I'm going to invite you to take on the practice of moving into your heart feeling those feelings. And if you need to make up, like, scenarios in your head, because it's all chemical, right? So picture yourself feeling peace. What do you need to do? Like, lie on a beach? Picture whatever it is to create that feeling of peace in your heart. Right. Let that expand around you. Drop the story. Forget the beach. And then start talking to your coworker.
Right.
And shine that peace. And practice every day cultivating whatever those three qualities are. And you can just pick one while you're going to your work. Just pick one and stick with that. Whether maybe it's love, right? Because it sounds kind of like, you know, you're kind of like the jaded. I get it. I mean, 15 years in social work, working for the city, that's hard work. Like, I commend you, Janice.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate your speaking with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So take some time and recreate a vision for your life, because I think what I'd be remiss to hear is that you threw away 15 years of experience that nobody else has. So you have something now after 15 years to offer somebody that nobody else can offer to.
Right.
So you can make that transition. Or you could add life coach and open a private practice. Or you could just say, I'm done with my social work and open a private practice with life coaching. So there are many different options, but I strongly encourage you not to make that decision from a jaded, emotional place. Find your center, find your vision for your life, and make it from a place where you're taking responsibility for creating something that's going to bring you happiness and joy.
Right. Oh, thank you so much. I think I needed that.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, I'm so glad you called in. And really, go practice at work. Feel free to call back in. I'd love to hear how things kind of, like, opened up for you or not. I'm here for you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too.
It's you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm
it's
here.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because I find that and I find so much more people don't realize when you are in the healthcare industry, when you are a social worker, a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist, a psychologist, a doctor, whatever it is, people don't understand that there is a lot of stress that are put in these jobs because of the fact that you are dealing with people on a daily basis, and the people that you are dealing with have emotional or mental or physical ailments, and that is actually very, very traumatic to some degree to people who are actually there to help others, you know, in that field. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think, you know, it's really about how we all in that profession, you know, we're sitting in that field of unrest, you know, all day, being that beacon of that tuning fork, I should say. You know, for my young ones that I work with, you know, it's like I feel a responsibility to be a tuning fork for them. They get to come in, they're figuring it out, and I get to be that kind of like unwavering force for them to be like, oh, right, that's what I was, okay, cool, and figure things out, bounce things off of me. And we have to remember in the healing profession to come back to ourselves and take time to reassess our lives, to breathe, and to keep ourselves on track. You know, it's like it's a workout, you know, it's an emotional, mental, and spiritual workout, this profession.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? And I think all you guys need to be able to relax as well, because obviously that wonderful lady there, she obviously does a lot for everyone around her. But obviously we could see that she was questioning herself, you know,
and you see, Muriel, with that kind of, she was such a great caller, because it's such an example for all of us. Like, when we're in a job and we're saying, like, this doesn't work anymore, we just want to change professions, yes, you'll have the honeymoon period in your new profession, but eventually you're going to face yourself again. And if we move into those spaces of overwhelm in our work, it's going to happen again, no matter how magical the job is. right? And definitely being a life coach, even though it can be more positive because you're moving towards goals and you're kind of in the here and now and this kind of energy, if we have a habit of taking things on that's not ours, or like losing track of our own personal vision or losing track of how we're taking care of ourselves, we're going to end up overwhelmed at some point anyway, right? You know, so what a beautiful example, holy cow, to say, yeah, you know, that might be a good switch for you, but let's take a minute and not make a decision like that from kind of a place of misery, you know, searching for the next thing that will make us happy, and instead find that place inside of ourselves that gets to determine how I feel and what I think. And then let's say, okay, cool, what's the next step? Because clearly Jen is feeling a next step, right? Like something's bubbling there for her. But the next step always starts inside for all of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen, and today has been the second part of the Conscious Talk series with Oakley Ogden. If you've got any questions, give her a call, 720-663-9056. You can have a look at the website, which is oakleyogden.com, or alternatively, send her an email at oakley@oakleyogden.com. Oakley, a pleasure as always, and I cannot wait until we get to part three of this.
Beautiful. I'll talk to you next week, Tuesday, 12:30 Mountain Time.
Fantastic. For our listeners out there, next Tuesday, 12:30, it will be Oakley and myself again. Speak to you next week, Oakley.
All right, Muriel.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.